Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we have been looking this week at the tragedy that happened in Aurora, Colorado, and how it happened, and how we can prevent such tragedies. The world is seeking, how did this happen? Well, I was at a time in my life one time when I was seeking, how did this happen? I had been told by the Lord and given a revelation of the glorious church. And it seemed to me that I was seeing, rather than glory develop in the church, I was seeing bad things happening to good people. I saw several tragedies. I saw tragedies happening in families that were given to God, that were having meetings. And they would happen sometimes just before the great meeting that God was going to use. Brother Kenneth Copeland, they were having a meeting in Southwest Believers. And the night before, Gloria's niece and her husband had to do with the foreign Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And he had taken out that night, he and his wife, with her little baby in her womb. They had taken out the Australian Kenneth KCM people. And they were coming back. They took them to dinner, and then they brought them back to the host hotel. And they were hit in the side of the van with by a drunk driver. And it hit Gloria's niece and killed her and her unborn baby. When this happened, this is really when I got in full gear. I had also seen it happen to some other friends of mine. One of the women's, the woman and husband I worked with so much, and her niece died just before one of their big meetings. So I was, God, what's happening here? I knew it was the enemy, but what is the answer to it? And so that's when the Lord told me, you preach about things of the end? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, what did I tell you the devil would do in the last days? I knew where to look. So I turned to Revelation 12:12 and read, the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. In my Bible, I had written in the margin that the Greek word translated time is kairos, which means a limited and definite portion of time, a set time. I thought first about the set time of Adam's lease. After God finished his six-day work week, he handed the authority on earth to Adam. So Satan knows about the time. When the set time of Adam's lease is over, he will be evicted and sent to the pit. He knows about that time when Jesus was on the earth. Demons ask him, are you come hither to destroy us, torment us before the time? Matthew 8:29. The time, I saw it. This has to do with the time. Satan's lease is about up. He's furiously defying the prophecy of his doom. And the Lord said to me, back up a verse. They overcame him, Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The blood of Jesus rushing in upon me came Holy Spirit guided thoughts concerning the blood of Jesus and the primary weapon it is for the final hour of this age. And so I heard Brother Hagin talk about the old timers. He said, no, they knew something about the blood. He said, it is scriptural to plead the blood. The old timers knew something about it more than we know. And so I had read that in his book. The Triumphant Church. He gave an account in that book of a missionary in the early part of the century who overcame the always deadly sting of a venomous scorpion by saying, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion sting. The natives watched the woman expecting her to die. When she suffered no ill effects, most of them accepted Jesus. In relating this, Dr. Hagin commented, every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood. The old timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That is scriptural. Those last three sentences leaped from the page and lodged in my heart. And from deep within me sprang up what I believe a God-given desire to know what the old timers understood about the blood of Jesus. Almost immediately thereafter, someone just handed me Mrs. C. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. I remembered at once this was the first book Kenneth E. Hagin had read about faith after he came off the deathbed through faith in God. It was first published in 1928, and Mrs. Newsom was at least 71 at the time, so she qualified as an old-timer. She said in the book that she was a missionary to Mexico, born sick, but that God had raised her up and she'd seen many of the truths of God. This is one of the things that she wrote in her book. God has given us a wonderful weapon to use, the blood of Jesus. This is our weapon, our shield, our hiding place. In Revelation, we are told they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Sin, temptation, sickness, disease, everything that comes from Satan is included in that. Satan overcame him. When anything is overcome, it has no more power. This book, the Bible, says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Their testimony as to what God has done, coupled with your faith in the blood, therefore that accomplishes and overcomes everything. No matter in what way the enemy comes, discouragement, depression, temptation, sickness, any other way, he is overcome by the Lamb, blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. Now, writing further in that book, Mrs. C. Newsom's, in her chapter, Hold Fast That Which Thou Hast, she exposed the doors Satan uses to enter and take a place. I'm quoting her now. We are all in the land of the enemy and are subjects to his attack, spirit, soul, and body. But God says, give no place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. That means that he cannot take a place in us when he attacks if we do not let him. We open the way for him to come in if we sin. If we sin and give a place to the devil to do us harm. The first door she mentioned is obvious sin. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin and makes us new creations. Hallelujah, when we are born again, and for the blood of Jesus that would cover anything after that. But as I read her book, she mentioned another door other than the obvious one of sin. And when I saw this door, I knew I had what I was looking for, an opening Satan uses to afflict the innocents, and how we can keep that door closed. She writes, God's remedy always accomplishes just what God says it will accomplish, overcome the enemy. But watchfulness is the price of constant victory. It is written in 1 Peter 5:8, be vigilant. That means watch. Watch all the time. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. I saw that I had what I was looking for. Watchfulness is the price of constant victory. Be vigilant, watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? She writes, our enemy is so set on our destruction that he never sleeps or neglects to follow after us to destroy us. How sad that we, who have so much at stake, should be less diligent than he. A failure to watch also gives the devil a place in us or permits him to return. It is written, I say unto all, watch. We are not safe from his attacks without the blood of Jesus. As soon as we waken in the morning, we should cry for the blood to be upon us, within us, around us, and between us, and all evil and the author of evil. The last thing before we sleep, we should in the same way cry for the protection of the blood. Oh, that we could rouse ourselves to a greater intensity in the things of God. We are so half-hearted, and yet we must overcome an enemy that is constantly alert and ready to take advantage of all carelessness and neglect. Soldiers are severely dealt with for even a small carelessness or neglect. If we neglect to watch, can God call us good soldiers? Not one person is excused from watching. We shall never in this life get to a place where the enemy cannot attack us, but God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. Not one failure as we obey and trust. I saw it. 1 Peter 5:8 is so clear. Be vigilant. Watch. That's how the enemy can slip in on us, a lack of watchfulness. The old timers set up a watch, a word watch, a blood watch. They drew a bloodline Satan could not cross. When I was writing this book, Don Gossett, I read in his book, Praise Avenue, he gave this account. A minister and his wife named Stevens were conducting meetings in Canada. They'd left their children at home in the southeastern part of the United States in the care of grandparents. The Canadian meetings were inflicting great damage to the kingdom of darkness. Many were coming to new life in Jesus and many being set free from bondage. Because of this success, the devil became infuriated and began to torment Brother Stevens with the thought that he was going to kill the Stevens children. Brother Stevens said, "Devil, you're a liar. You cannot kill my children." To this, the devil seemed to say, "Oh, yes, I can. For I have put rabies upon the foxes in the woods adjoining your property." Immediately, Brother Stevens remembered the reports of friends who had seen foxes roaming on his land before he'd left Tennessee. In simple childlike faith, Brother Stevens gathered together three other believers. Together they agreed in prayer, and by faith they drew a bloodline of protection around the Stevens property. A week later, Brother Stevens received a letter from his brother back in Tennessee. He said, "Today I was out walking. I walked around the edge of your property. Lying on the boundary of your land, I found five dead foxes. We had the heads examined and found they were all rabied. The foxes had dropped dead when they tried to cross the bloodline." Rahab drew a bloodline. Moses drew a bloodline. You can draw a bloodline. And we're making my book, The Blood and the Glory and the Authority of the Believer, available to you. Keep him away from you. Keep him away from your children. Keep him away from your house. Your kids are not just open to all that's going on out in this world. Praise the Lord. You have weapons of your warfare that are not carnal. And in the book of Revelation, hallelujah, the book that we're studying, it is written that Satan gets his. Revelation 20, verse 1. "I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season." Verse 7. "And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed this camp of the saints about. And the beloved city and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever." Satan knows where he's going. Hallelujah. Until then, we have the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we're seated at the right hand of the Father, where we are told in the book of Romans that we are to reign in this life and have dominion over him. We are not just like sheep and lambs led to the slaughter, and we have to let all these terrible things happen. You rule and reign over your domain. This week we're making The Blood and the Glory and the Authority of the Believer available to you at a special price. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. Shabbat Shalom.